5:24 Central African Time. Yes, I just gone 5:24 Central African Time. Yes, I got up at 2 a.m. this morning for this moment, the moment when our very own Mufti A.K. Hussein Damod Barakatum walked into the studio and enlightens us. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell us how you're doing this fine, a beautiful Tuesday morning, Mufti Sahab.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Brother Shafat Ahmed Khan. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Muharram 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, the narrative, and verses 27 and 28. MashaAllah Al-Aziz, our brother Shafat Ahmed Khan woke up very early, 2 o'clock, 2:30, and that is the time a true Muslim wakes up. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, grant us ummah, barakah and blessing in the early part of the morning. Allah Jalla wala reward you. We all are well. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So in yesterday's lesson, the daughters of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam suggested to their honorable father, who is a messenger prophet, selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wala and not elected by people. O beloved father, why don't you employ him? Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. The best person to employ is the one who's very, very active. He's not shy to do work. And he's very, very honest, a man of honesty and integrity. So, when you buy a cow, the milk comes worth free of charge. So the father has greater foresight, insight. And what does the father suggest? And this is a big, big lesson for me and you as Indians. We consider this to something below our dignity when the girl's family, the lady's family, makes the proposal. Islam abolishes and demolishes all these customs that we brought from India with the Lal Kitab and Red Book, from Chakmalpur and Mirzapur and Manipur and Palanpur and Saharanpur and Kolwatpur. It's got no place in Islam when it goes against the teaching of Islam. He, the father, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, said, "Qal, inni uridu an unkihaka." I want you there to get married, O Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam. Ihdabnatayya hatayn. You see these two daughters of mine, you choose which one you want to get married to, because to have two daughters one time in your marriage, that's not permissible. وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ. And you can't have two sisters, two daughters simultaneously in your marriage. The Quran Sharif also has said and entrenched that chapter 4 verse 23 is absolutely haram. Yes, one passes away and then you marry the next one, like Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu an married first the daughter of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha, and thereafter Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. Hence, he reserves the title and he's known as Zunnurain, the possessor of the two effulgence and the two radiance. Allah anta ajurani, and the mahar will be, the marital gifts will be, Allah anta ajurani samaniya hijaj, that you will work here for 8 years, and we will treat you very, very well, O Moses, O Nabi Musa alayhi salam. So 8 years will be the minimum. فَإِنْ أَتْمَمْتَ عَشْرًا فَمِنْ عِنْدِكَ, and if you complete 10 years, so that will be from your side, that will be highly meritorious and virtuous on your behalf. From here we learn that to keep a ghar jama'i, to keep a son-in-law with you, is permissible. But remember, all parties need taqwa, piety. All parties need to fulfill hukukullah, hukukul ibad, the rights and obligations of the Creator and the creation. We know that nowadays, most instances, this does not work out, but the permissibility will be there. And then Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam tells him and informs him for Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ, and I don't want, intend to cause harm to you, أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَيْكَ, it must not be something difficult for you. But 8 years we agree on, you extend it by another 2 years, alhamdulillah. And don't think I will be a zalim, a tyrant, an oppressor. Nay, satajiduni insha Allahu min as-salihin. Soon you will find me that I am a very, very pious person. After all, both the Anbiya and prophets and messengers, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, Khatibul Anbiya, the orator of the prophets and messengers. And remember Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nahi will be the employee, but now his dua is accepted, his supplication is accepted. Which dua did he read? Chapter 28, verse 24. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Ya Allah, I'm here in Madian, I don't know anybody. Whatever goodness you are sending down, I require it, I'm in need of it. Arrange my boarding, lodging, Ya Allah. Here the arrangement was done by divine intervention, and Almighty Allah made all the arrangements. So the speech, the advice of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam is finished. He, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, responds. Qal, Moses said, Nabi Musa alayhi salam said, Zalika bayni wa baynak, that is between me and you now. Employer, employee, we reached an amicable mutual agreement. I agree, you agree. Ayyam al-ajalain, any one of the two periods, 8 years or 10 years, qadaytu, which I will complete, fala udwana alay, there will not be any harm upon me, any hatred upon me, any oppression upon me. And he completed 10 years. That is the akhlaq and the character and the ethics of a messenger and a loyal Nabi and messenger of Almighty Allah, and in this text and context, a loyal employee to his employer. So always we must go the extra mile. Not only the boss says that, do this, I'll give you 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. Go and do extra. And that is how we will develop the quality of ikhlas and sincerity. Not that everything we do, okay, if I do this, how much will you pay me? If I do that, how much will you pay me? That is not the Islamic flavor. The Islamic flavor is wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk, that do good unto humanity as Almighty Allah has done good to you. And then what he says, وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا نَقُولُ وَكِيلٌ, this agreement the two of us have reached. So whatever we said, Almighty Allah is witness to it. Almighty Allah will make it easy and fulfill it for both parties. When you go to Saudi Arabia, Hijaz Muqaddas, in the old days it was called Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara. So if you went in the 60s, my beloved parents, Rahimahumullah, Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, performed Hajj in 63, and Hajj was on a Friday. The first time I went was 74, and then 75, 74 for Ramadan Umrah, and then mashallah for 75 for Hajj. You know, say you don't have money, Oh, you money runs short. They will tell you, just take it. Take the merchandise, take the goods. Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil. And Allah Ta'ala is witness to it. They knew, they had taqwa and they had love for the hujjaj. Not just ripping the people off like today, that today it has become commercialized everything. So whenever we conclude a deal, both parties, even today, it's very good. It's from the adab and etiquettes we say, Wallahu ala ma naqulu wakil. Feel that whatever we have concluded and said, Allah Jalla Wala is the witness, and then see the barakah and blessings in that transaction. Anything, everything you want, you will find in the noble Quran, glorious Quran, and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us go through locally, nationally, internationally, and globally with the news, views, and interviews. Oh, you jutlas, oh, you haramis, oh, you super terrorists, listen to what happened yesterday. So yesterday, the chief of the Israeli army said, what happened on Friday night, the past Friday, where the settlers came and they attacked the Palestinians, this is an act of terrorism. And therefore, he echoed my sentiments. You jutlas, you haramis, you settlers, you Hitler's children, you are guilty of terrorism, and that is what we are telling you for past 75 years. You invaded a country as squatters. Sam min kalbak ya'akulka. You see, when you have a small little puppy, and that puppy, now you treat it, you give it so much food and what have you, then it becomes a bulldog, it becomes an Alsatian, it wants to eat you up. That is the exact example of you kalbis and you nazir. The Quran says that Allah made you swines and Allah made you monkeys, Quran says. So that is what your army chief is saying. That is what the American regime said, that you are guilty of terrorism. So you are imploding. Do you see what's happening to you, jutlas, haramis, Jews, the cursed nation by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? And in few years' time, Israel will be wiped off the map of this earth, inshallah. News number two. Haaretz says, Bibi lies so much to the American media. He's a serial liar, the war criminal, remember that. That is Bibi Netanyahu. And everybody knows that, beside the Saudis and the Arab idiots and fools, because they themselves are murtads. The Haaretz carried an article and said, to normalize ties with Saudi Arabia does not really benefit Israel. It only benefits Benjamin Netanyahu, Bibi. Do you see how they play the cards? Smotrich, the war criminal. One day the Haaretz used the article, go read it, and they called him for Smotrich, the war criminal, and said that he's got the money and finances of the Arabs and Palestinians, but he's not releasing it. You see, these jutlas, these haramis, the Jews, they said, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. They said, Almighty Allah is very, very stingy, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah states, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. Allah fastened their hands. You say in Afrikaans, words very similar to this, that was a jut. So you are so stingy, just like a Jew. So that is Allah's curse on them, Quran says. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. They steal everything of the Palestinians. They stole their water, they stole their land, they stole their houses, they stole their masajid, their places of worship, they steal their money, everything. But they are the only democracy in the Middle East. That is what the jutlas, haramis tell the world. Niger, let me give you some breaking news. We agree with the junta. You don't like me, you like me, that's your business. I give it to you straight as I want to. So the junta in Niger, you did very well, my brothers. You kicked out the French and told them all your agreements, we tore it up and go to hell. There is so much anti-French sentiment. So America sent the SOS. They send the second most important diplomat to Niger, and that is Victoria Newland, whatever her name is. Victoria, we will call her. They told her, you pack up and go from here. You don't come with your carrot and stick policy, bring back civilian rule, and we will give you millions of dollars and so forth. So she was not allowed to meet the current president of the junta and of Niger, and not the previous president, Bazoum. So remember that they sent her packing, humiliated, disgrace. There are 1,100 American military personnel there. They say they are fighting the jihadists. And she warned the Niger, if we move out, Wagner will come in. They told her, that's what we want. We don't want you. You also can pack up and go. You see, that's why I like Mali. Therefore, I like Burkina Faso. Therefore, we like Niger. They packed up all these people. The Americans and the French will not tell you how they were stealing and all the uranium from there, all the natural resources and minerals from there. The same haramis, French, they occupied, you must remember, Algeria for 130 years. They occupied Tunisia for 75 years. They love to occupy and uncolonize. And then they say that they want democracy and human rights. They are the biggest terrorists, remember that. Therefore, we love Putin. Putin is a big harami, remember that, but he's putting them straight. So Ukraine is targeting Russian ships. So Putin says, you want to target our ships? So don't be surprised if I unleash my submarines, if I unleash my nuclear, dance all the popper dance. Then we will see what you will do. Listen to Sunak, the Indian Prime Minister, not elected by the people. He is a Prime Minister on default. He says asylum seekers coming here to the UK will be kept in a bar. Can you believe that, in a pub? They say, no, 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 there's very nice facilities. You see, first they want to send them to Rwanda. Then the court ruled against them. Their own human rights organization says it's a very, very cruel thing to do to human beings. And remember, Sunak and his wife are multi-millionaires, billionaires, but the people in the UK are suffering. One of the highest inflation in the history of UK under the auspices of Sunak. He'll be history very soon. I told him that already last year, and he got his chamchas and he's got his sidekicks to tell him. Torrential rains have destroyed hundreds of houses there in Sudan. The EU is a failed project. Who said so? The German party. The European Union, they're always telling us Africa is a failed continent and you are a failed state. But yeah, the European Union is not working out. And remember that America, and that will make sure also that you cannot compete with them with the euro. And then half of Russians believe the population. They took a survey. Half of them or more say Russia is a great power, superpower. They saw what Putin is doing. Those of you on my groups, yesterday I sent out the people killed in Ukraine, the people who were dispatched straight to hell, the people who are injured. I got no sympathy at all for Ukraine because they are. Their prime minister, their president are jutlas, and they signed with Israel and said, you must destroy the Palestinians. You must destroy these Muslims. So why must we have sympathy, empathy for them? No empathy. Putin, my harami, you put them in the place and make him dua, you become Muslim. See America. This is America. So our diplomat says, South African diplomat, he says, that South Africa is under huge U.S. pressure to ban the, now this word, yeah, it depends how you want to pronounce it. You want to pronounce it the Chinese way or our way or your way, so you will understand it. The Huawei network, you know, network, the Huawei, 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 Ching Chong, whatever you want to call. So they say, no, you mustn't use that in South Africa. Who the hell are you to come and tell us what we must use in South Africa or not? So South African government told them, go fly a kite, and we're not interested. We will use what we want to. So well done to South Africa and our diplomats who told America to go to hell. Remember, America's power is waning now. The empire is shrinking now. Rahul Gandhi returns to parliament. You know how things are there in India. Now this Shafa'at, try it now, Shafa'at. And see, go to Google, right? You got your phone in front of you. There, Shafat, you're a champion in all this. So insert there in Google, who is the worst criminal in the world? Who is the biggest criminal in the world? What's the answer you tell me?
So, Narendra Modi.
Narendra Modi. You got it, Hindu brothers, sisters? You got it, all of you who support Mother India? Mr. Madam Google said the biggest criminal in the world, Narendra Modi, the butcher of Gujarat. What an indictment that is on India. That India that is apartheid India. That India which is ethnic cleansing the Muslims. That India that is harming the Christians in Manipur. That is harming the Muslims in Haryana and in Kashmir and all parts of India almost. And that is harming the Sikhs. What an indictment. The biggest criminal on this in the world, Narendra Modi. So that's what I'm going to call him. You are the biggest criminal. And in Arabic we say, Rawahu al-Bukhari, Rawahu Tirmidhi. This hadith is reported by Bukhari Tirmidhi. Yeah, we say, Rawahu Mr. Google. Madam Google said so. Now Morocco also got another funny story. Morocco and Sudan got many faith healers, you know, that they say that they're going to heal the people. So then when a woman comes there in Morocco, they know the haram is this Moroccan government, non-Muslim, the king there, and his people corrupt. I've been to all these countries also with Allah's help. I don't say everybody, but many of them. So people corrupt like you can't believe. So these guys, they tell the woman, we will cleanse you, we will purify you, but you must sleep with us. So they caught them offside, you see. So this is happening there in Morocco, and this is happening there, you must remember, in Sudan. And one guy who said these Muslims must pack up is a Swami from India. They caught him there sleeping with the prostitutes in Sri Lanka. You see how Allah Ta'ala disgraces them and so forth. You know Ukraine. Ukraine was well known for illegal organ transplant and organ trade. They used to steal the limbs and the parts of people and export it and so forth. So Kiev is covering the illegal organ trade. Therefore Allah is punishing them so much. So make dua for us and our beloved country. 8:30 to 9 today with Mohd Zahid Khan, and the interview will be with Mufti Farhan Karani of Crosby, and 11 to 12 inshallah Mona Zahid Khan and myself will be having the bliss of marriage. 1 to 2 will be inshallah al-Aziz, our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Brother Shafaat, sharp and shukr, you know I say kiss, keep it short and sweet, fire up with your questions, mostly from non-Muslims, my brother Shafaat, and we will answer you inshallah.
Yeah, the questions are here, Mufti Sahib, and I'll have to condense them. This one says, good salam, Mufti of the radio. Here in New Guinea, we enjoy to your programs. We are two brothers who want to marry two Christian sisters. They love Islam and dress with scarf. They said Kalima. Can we go ahead now? Mufassir and Ahmad Banaras, Mufti.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter 5, verse number 5 speaks about this topic, that if you want to marry a Christian lady or a Jewess and so forth, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi rahimahullah, in his one of the greatest best fatwa and verdict he has given in Fatawa al-Mu'asara, which I have, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi' Sahib in his Ma'ariful Quran, they have addressed this issue. To marry her while she is a Christian, not permissible. They embrace Islam and they say Islam is the only religion for salvation in this world, in the year after. And now you two brothers want to get married to two sisters. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All parties get married as soon as possible. And you, my two brothers, and tell the two ladies as well who embrace Islam, all parties should be reading Surah chapter 25, verse 74. Rabbana قبلنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. Oh beloved Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. MashaAllah, whether you're listening to us in New Guinea or Old Guinea, so as long as the Guineas are becoming Muslim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we're very happy about that.
MashaAllah, good morning. We tune as Christians here in Nigeria. Nigerian Christian women say Jesus was best a prophet because he didn't have intimacy with women, so was very pure and didn't have many wives. They say they love such a caring prophet. How will you respond to us? Thank you in Jesus' name, Martha Kandika, Mufti.
Very good, my sister Martha, there in Lagos or Abuja, there in Nigeria. So let us just turn the argument the other way around, my sister Martha. You see, the Pope now, this past 5 days, 6 days, where was he? He was in Lisbon. And when he went to Lisbon, first thing he had to do, Portugal, he had to apologize for the pedophilia. So what is the pedophilia, my sister Martha? The pedophilia is this, that the clergy, you see, you must remember that they want to practice on celibacy. They say, we want to become like Jesus. We will not get married and we will lead a pure and a chaste life and so forth. But Allah gave us a system based on fitrah, the natural way of life. So Adam and Eve and Almighty Allah, he performed and solemnized that marriage. You must remember they're in paradise. So my sister, that Martha, when you look at the history of the church, so you will see that the monk is one side and the other side is the nun. Then they start gravitating to one another. And then what happens, Martha? You find some monkey business going on. So you know, your Pope now is who? Your Pope now is Pope Francis. And before Pope Francis was who? Pope Benedict. When I was in Europe on a tour there, they brought to me one video, one letter, where the Pope is speaking, but was in German. Now, I don't know German. So I asked them that, what is he saying? The Pope says that, is this religion, Christianity, is not the true religion. Imagine the Pope saying that. And then they, the people in the church, in the Vatican, they said, now, first time in 600 years plus, the Pope must resign. And the reason they gave, they say there was too much pedophilia during his time. So these guys, they're hungry guys, you must remember that. So they, this current Pope, how many times they caught him watching pornography and all these type of things here. So my sister Martha, you must remember what you are speaking about is something unnatural, like how Adam and Steve business, Madam and Eve business, this LGBT unnatural and totally abhorred and punishable by death in Islam. So similarly, to tell people to lead a life of celibacy is something that cannot work. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, I want you to write this down, my sister Martha. Chapter 13, Surah Ar-Ra'd. The chapter regarding thunder. Chapter 13, Surah Ar-Ra'd, chapter 13, and that is verse number 38. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. And we sent, Almighty Allah is one alone and unique. He stamps His majesty, authority and sovereignty by using the royal pronoun. We sent before you, Ya Rasulullah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prophets and messengers, وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً. They got married, they had children, they had progeny. Jesus, peace be upon him, his name and nami is Grammy, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. And remember his honorable mother, Sayyidah Maryam, Mary the Virgin, her honorable name mentioned 34 times. When he comes back the second time, he'll get married, he'll have two sons, he'll be buried right next to Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. That is our unanimous belief. I ask you, my sister Martha, go to Ezekiel and go and read. You must remember the two adulterous sisters and go see that. Is that the message of Jesus? when Sheikh Ahmad Didat Rahimahullah was alive, he cut that portion out and remember removed the numbers and so forth. Under apartheid, he sent it to the census board and said, what is this? Then they had two predikant, two dominees, two priests there on the census board. They said, it's full of pornography. They tell them, well, that is your Bible. What are we teaching the people, my sister Martha? Go to Genesis and see all about incest and all that. Lot committing incest, Noah committing incest. Is that what you want humanity to do, my sister Martha? No. We give you a great and the best alternative. And therefore, you see, that is a BBC wrote this, my sister. Go to your documentaries. They said the rise of the crescent, the rise of Islam, and the fall and the decline of the cross. Christianity is dead. Remember that. The Pope and his people, they can't control their rifle. Therefore, they have to go for rifle repairs, my sister Martha.
Yes, Mufti Saab, Jazakallah khair for that. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti A.K. Hussain. We never miss you here from Reunion. We only take fatwa from you, Mufti A.K. People say interfaith is not correct, but we read in the Quran and see lots of interfaith was going on between Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Nasara and Yahudi. So what's wrong to engage with Nasara and Yahudi to explain our deen? Aslam Bhai from Reunion, Mufti.
MashaAllah, Aslam Bhai Reunion. Tell my colleagues, my brothers, Maulvi Hassan, Maulvi Hussain, the twins, MashaAllah, convey my salams and regards to them. You see, my brother Aslam, people must understand. Today, when you speak of interfaith, you have a Muslim, you have a Christian reverend, you have a rabbi from the Jewish faith, you have a Swami, you have somebody from the Hindu faith and various faith and so forth. So the first thing is this. They say all religions are equal. All religions are on par. So that is kufr, that is blasphemous, remember that. Once you start sitting there, and that is your first premise, that all our religions are equal. So when you speak of Abrahamic Accord, look at the Saudis, look at the United Arab Emirates, look at them. They all fell in the same trap. And that is why you see in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi, they built temples for the Hindus. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on his deathbed, Akhrijul Yahud wa Nasara min jaziratil Arab. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula. MBS, MBZ are inviting the Jews and the Christians to Medina and to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and so forth. When you go for interfaith, so what am I doing now? I'm doing interfaith. You must remember that we invite every non-Muslim that you ask us whatever question, no censorship. And we're telling you every religion is batil, is false. The only true religion is Islam, and Islam is the only guarantor for your success in this world and the year after. So that is the interfaith that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved Sahaba companions, used to do. Not what does Egyptian sheikhs and Sheikhul Azhar are doing, and then and what that guy is doing, the Murtad, the Secretary General of Rabita, Isa, and so forth. These are all Murtads out of the fold of Islam. That they want to say that we all are equal and so forth. There's no equal business. Remember that inna deena indallah al-Islam. Inna deena al-maqboola indallah al-Islam. The only religion accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. Wa may yabtaghi ghayra al-Islami deena falay yuqbala min. Whosoever seeks any religion besides Islam, it will never be accepted from anybody. Wa huwa fin al-akhirat min al-khasirin. He will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. Go and see chapter 33, Suratul Ahzab, and verses, remember, 64 and 65. So there you will find it, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in Suratul Ahzab, chapter 33, verses 64-65.
A good early morning to the High Priest, the Mufti of Islam. Peace on you. I hear people now don't say Assalamu Alaikum. They say Salamun Alay. Is it correct? I am a new in Islam. My name is Vanessa Booth. Mufti?
Thank you very much, my sister. We just have to rephrase the question before I respond to you. In Islam, we don't have high priest and small priest and all that. There's no priesthood in Islam, my brother, my sister. Remember, in Islam, we have scholars. And that also, you have two different types. One are the true scholars, and one are the scholars for dollars who are selling the religion of Islam for their own agenda. So that is not right, people. I contact you, my sister. You contact me and you want to ask me something about Islam, and they just say salam, salam, salam. And that is very common today. That is not permissible. Quran Sharif taught us, my sister, anything you want to know, you must go to the noble Quran and the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa idha huyyitum bitahiyyatin fahayyu bi ahsana minha aw rudduha. When you are greeted, and then when they say assalamu alaikum, then you must reply in the same manner or in a better way. I tell you assalamu alaikum, or you tell me, then I must say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi barakatuh. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith in Bukhari Sharif, awala adullukum ala shay'in idha fa'altumuhu tahabbtum, but I not show you that action, if you execute it, it will generate mutual love. What is it, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Afshu salama bainakum. You live in a house, your house will become a home, your home will become Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. So my sister Vanessa, you should change your name and give an Islamic name, Fatima, Zainab, Jamila, Aisha, whatever you like, inshallah. And remember, always say assalamu alaikum and not salam only. That is not permissible. We leave it there, my brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, and Mufti Farhan Karani will be on 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12 plus of marriage, 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, tafsir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.